two women, the disposables, strut in with their gold shopping trolley wearing sunglasses. They look around at the crowd. They pose and preen, delighted with their fancy outfits, confronting the audience, defying us to make any comment. They square up to one or two people, glowering over their sunglasses with a "what are you going to do about it" expression. Returning to the trolley, they hurl their sunglasses into it, then run with it, leaping legs high. They eyeball each other across the trolley, walk their hands along it. They stand up straight and then drape their arms hanging down and turn the trolley around together. Pink-haired D1 shoves the trolley aggressively at D2, who pushes it back. D1 grabs the handle and crouches, ready to pounce at D2. D2 tumbles into the trolley and is wheeled around by D1 as they both screech and cavort about, kicking randomly and petulantly. D2 clambers out of the trolley. They both bend forwards and backwards before shuddering with the excitement of all the new stuff they have. D1 spins around on the trolley, one leg outstretched, before tumbling backwards on the ground. D2 falls into the trolley head first. Her legs kick as she struggles to get out again. D1's pushing her along. A pause and the disposables sashay towards the crowd, boasting, very pleased with themselves. They chase around the circle, skipping and being unruly. Tiring of their coats now, they circle each other as they prepare to remove and discard them. D2 pulls at D1's sleeves roughly. D1 throws her blue coat into the water, then follows D2, who's skipping away, her red coat flowing. Standing behind D2, D1 takes the red shiny coat at the shoulders, pulls it down and off D2, who holds on just for a moment, wrapping it round her waist before releasing it to D1, who hurls it into the water. They're both in their mega-labelled dresses and show them off to the crowd as they prance and flounce their way around, thinking they're pretty fabulous. Back to the trolley, they delve inside. Turning it round, they find parcels of fast food with plastic cups and straws. They take a big drink and some more posing, another gulp, a leap up and a spin. D1 chucks her cup into the water. They continue to rush about in a frenzy. D2 throws her cup into the water too. Trash Boy quietly gathers the discarded coats and cups, watching them. Still showing off, the disposables snarl and glower at some of the crowd, then come back together, egging each other on, winding each other up. Circle each other's waists and spin around. On all fours now, they eye each other like prey. D1 finds a piece of plastic and thrusts it into D2's face. In slow motion, she gasps and gulps for air. Crumples to the ground as D1 laughs and points. D2 rises, throws off the plastic, and is now up and angry. The two move together, a jump, a kneeling roll on the ground, unsympathetic, jarring movements. They're looking back at each other as they move forwards. D2 almost falls into the water, but is pulled back by D1. D1 skips to the trolley and pushes it to D2. They push it between them, full of hostility, and separate and travel around the circle, anger jerking out of them in jabbing actions. They come face to face, arms wide and aggressive. D2 turns her back on D1, who unzips her dress. They're bored of their new looks now. Time for a fresh one. The white logo dress goes in the water. D2's in green now. And they're pulling the trolley around as they slide together, high kicks again. And then it's D1's turn. She is helped out of her dress, revealing a zebra print unitard. The black dress joins the white one in the water, and Trash Boy picks them up. Momentarily energised by their new outfits, they wave arms high in a burst of spirit. D2 almost falls in the water again, brought back from the edge by D1, pulling at her leg. D1 shoves the plastic in D2's face again, who struggles to free herself from it. She pulls herself back together, arches back and forward, looks around her. And then spots the trolley. D1 pulls out a bag and, spinning it round her head, sets it on the ground where they both fall on it greedily, pulling at what's inside, more new clothes. They dangle and wave them around, discarding some straight into the water. D1 finds a gold bolero to match her leggings and puts it on. D2, a scarf that she swings around her neck and then struts. D1 starts pushing and shoving D2, tying her up with the bag and bits of fabric. Using it like a whip. D2 becoming more ravelled. Bound on the ground, D1 pushes D2 over. But she clambers up again and frees herself. Laughing, D1 delights in D2's discomfort and spins on one leg, arms high, showing how little she cares. D2 confronts D1, tears off the gold bolero, chucking it into the water. They move around the space together, their actions punching and kicking the air around them. They follow each other around. Come together in an embrace, and D1 pushes D2 into the water. One of the long, plastic-filled pieces of murky fabric completely envelops D2. D1 enjoys the joke for a moment, but then isn't so sure. She looks around. Scarpers taking the trolley with her. Trash Boy holds one end of the water fabric. D2's under it. We are underwater with her now. She kneels up, pushing against it, but is caught inside it as it wraps around and around her like an enormous, malevolent cloak. She stumbles and rises, becoming lost, disappearing in the filthy, full water. It wraps around her closer and tighter. Another length of water fabric is lifted high and falls onto her as she passes. She grapples with it, beneath it now. She folds herself over the top before it too starts to enclose and smother her. Drowning in the weight, she falls and rolls side to side near the great pile of plastic. The third length of murky fabric is in a mound on top of the plastic bag pile. It starts to move. From beneath it emerges a woman, the keeper of the waterways who's been awakened. She looks around, arms reaching out as she treads water. Slowly she rises, higher and higher, the plastic bag pile forming a grotesque ball-gown skirt of filth below her. Higher still she rises, gliding upwards as she looks around at her contaminated, watery world. Arching back, arms wide, the plastic pollution rising with her. Nine foot up now, she stretches and releases the plastic and it falls to the bottom of the water. From up high, she can see all around her the damage that's being done. People are not being careful. Diving forwards, she swims back down to the pile of plastic, her body rippling like a dolphin. She takes a closer look at the damage and begins to swim around the space, seeing the destruction for herself. She rises up to look down on it. She swims down again. Picks up a piece of plastic, puzzled and disgusted by it. It doesn't belong here. Rising high again, she slams it down onto the pile below before pushing forwards through the murky waters. She picks up a trail of rubbish, looks at it, keeps it away from her body. However, it coils around her, tightening, becoming entangled. She tries to free herself from it. Struggling now, the rubbish trail has really taken hold. She tries to loosen its grip. She swims the other way, trying to free herself. She tussles, it restricts her, and she climbs, resting for a moment in the cupped hands. But the plastic has a tight hold on her. She falls backwards, still struggling. Another effort to try and get rid of this plastic trail. It has too tight a hold now. She falls back and hangs upside down, all hope lost, the rubbish trail dangling in her wake. Slowly she drifts around the space. The trail catches D2, who's pulled into the pile of plastic, and the two of them both become entangled. The keeper of the waterway is furious now to see this person in her environment. They manage to release themselves. They're holding onto the rubbish trail, looking at each other suspiciously. A tussle, try to rid themselves of it. The keeper's anger and fury at D2, who throws the rubbish down on the ground. The keeper is angry. This is your rubbish, not mine. Tries to give it back to her. D2 throws her off and she angrily spins around the space. D2 has to duck to avoid the careering keeper, the rubbish trail still in her wake. On opposite sides of the space, the keeper swims high, then down towards D2, who backs away. The keeper thrusts the rubbish at D2 and rises. For a moment, D2 is suspended in the water before letting go and falling back down. The keeper dumps the rubbish trail on D2, who writhes and tries to free herself from it. The keeper spins forwards, around and around, then hurtles around the space, in a rage, not seeing that D2 is struggling and trapped in the rubbish trail. D2 falls to the ground, still struggling, tiring, and finally becoming still and lifeless. From high up, the keeper looks down at D2. She softens and finds compassion. Following the rhythm of the water, the keeper calms her fury, reaching and rocking back and forth. Slowly, she makes her way down to the limp body of D2. Weightlessly, she bobs around her. The keeper helps D2 unravel herself. Gratefully, D2 stands. The keeper pulls the rubbish trail away, holds it in front of her. This is the problem. The keeper gives the rubbish trail to D2, who bundles it up. The keeper rises, arms like butterfly wings, and waits to see what D2 will do next. Watching the keeper, D2 carefully places the rubbish out of harm's way. Looks back at the keeper, who acknowledges the gesture, and the two lock eyes as D2 walks around the circle, followed by the keeper's powerful presence. The keeper swims down to meet D2, whose hand reaches up to meet her. Their hands paddle around each other in a new understanding. The keeper stands in front of D2. They crouch low together, and the keeper invites D2 to explore and understand the wonder and wealth of the water. D2's movements echo and mirror the keeper's as they travel through the water together, the keeper above D2 spinning and swirling. D2 watches as the keeper moves around the space. The keeper reaches down to D2. They clasp hands and D2 is lifted up through the water before dropping down again. D2 watches the keeper climb and return. And she turns the keeper, who spins as she rises again like a top. The two of them travel through the water. D2 with a new understanding of the beauty held within this watery world. She watches in awe as the keeper dives and glides through the water, taking big strokes as she travels at speed. The keeper lands in front of D2, who understands now that she has a responsibility to the water. She crouches and encourages the keeper on her way, her promise to do better in the future. The keeper spins, rising high once again, then reaching back and finding D2. Their hands lock and D2 turns the keeper around as she hangs above her. The keeper returns to her viewing point and the dream is broken as D1 returns. D2's back on land now, watching D1 as she brandishes more fast food, taunting the crowd, looking for D2. Her jerky movements a huge contrast to the peaceful gliding through water. D1 spots D2 and shoves the food in her chest like a punch. She tries to encourage D2 back into her old ways, slurping a drink and showing off. But D2 is changed by her experience with the keeper. And even though she tries to reconnect to her friend, it doesn't feel right anymore. There's a reluctance. Back to her old tricks, D1 throws her cup into the water. Squares up to D2, chin jutting and arms spread wide in confrontation. They argue. D1 throws D2's cup into the water too. They seem to headbutt. D1 doesn't care. She's fired up by fast food and the thrill of fast fashion. It's never enough. D2 quieter now, resisting, pushing back. They tussle with D2's food parcel. D1 determined to throw it in the water, D2 determined she won't. It lands on the ground. D1 shoves D2 before petulantly strutting off, kicking the rubbish trail as she leaves. D2 looks around her. She's watched by the keeper, who encourages her to do the right thing. Looking up at the keeper, D2 knows this is her chance to prove she's changed. The keeper moves forward, reaches out an appealing hand. D2 understands. She approaches the discarded package and picks it up. A start. They lock eyes in deep connection and understanding as D2 backs away and leaves. The keeper, filled with hope and joy, swims through the water feeling light in the belief that change can happen. Round she goes, accelerating. flying through the water, smiling and revelling in the hope in her heart. New beginnings, transformation, and above all, hope. The keeper continues to soar around the space. Rising up and down, legs high in a spin as she rises and looks down on the water that she will continue to protect. The performers take a bow, the keeper still high up. Thank you for joining us at our performance of Castaway. If you'd like to find out more information about our work, please go to our website, which is highlysprungperformance.co.uk.